Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Seth Haphagger.
Good morning, everyone.
Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
Papaya. And Madison, our friend from the Southwick County Humane Society. You heard papaya already. You already heard.
Oh.
Good morning. Good morning, Madison. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Thanks so much for being here today. It's time for our pet of the week. We, of course, want to send a gigantic shout out to our friends over at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. Great people over there. Encourage you to head on over to TJ's Auto, Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. You can't miss it. Say hi to the gang over there for us from here at WFHR. Madison, I just mentioned, of course, that we have our friend in today, Papaya. Papaya's a little famous.
Yes, she is. Papaya's been with us for a very, very long time. So we are excited to have her here and excited to talk about her.
Can we tell Papaya's story?
Yeah, so Papaya came to us back in November. Papaya came in at a little under 14 pounds. Papaya was a very severe neglect case, one where she had some pretty intense medical going on. Papaya, again, being with us for 6 months, it's been a battle of trying to figure out what's going on with her, what exactly we had going to figure out what could be a solution, if it was a quality of life decision, if it was something we could support. Papaya ended up having IBS, which is irritable bowel disease, as well as a couple other things that ended up popping up. And with the help of Animal Medical and Surgical, Dr. Ponce over there, we've been doing so good just to try to get her back up to health. And Papaya is now finally at 40 pounds.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And what kind of animal
she's
is she?
Only a year and a half old, so definitely a very hard thing for her to go through it, only being a year and a half old, but she's not even fazed by it.
Madison doesn't have the headphones on, so she can't hear you, Melissa. It's one more cord that can get in the way for Papaya. But Melissa was asking what kind of dog she is.
Papaya is most likely a Shepherd Husky mix, is what we were told.
Yeah.
So she's definitely a little bit on the smaller side, but her weight-wise, she is supposed to be sitting about that 40, 45 pounds. Mm-hmm. So, but she is just looking phenomenal from where she came from to where she is now. She is just a little rock star.
Ball of energy. Wow.
She is such a beautiful dog.
Yes.
She's got some of the coolest ears I've seen on a dog. Seriously, those are awesome ears. She's beautiful. I'm so happy you're okay, Papaya. I'm so happy to see this.
She is just a ball of energy. I mean, I don't blame her being cooped up for 6 months.
It was
a very, very strict routine that we had to go by for feeding-wise, for medication, for exercise. So it was definitely a very, very long, long time for treatment. And again, I don't blame her for her energy-wise. She's a little bit of a ball of energy.
I think we hear stories all the time about people that beat cancer and then go out and jump out of planes.
Yep.
It's what you do. It gets it. She has a new lease on life. You can feel it and see it from her, which would make her such a great teammate, a great great family member.
Yeah.
It just probably need an energetic family. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I think, honestly, a family with kids and another dog would be fantastic for her. She loves other dogs. She is usually the antagonizer of, hey, let's go, we're gonna play, and just the I just want to go. And honestly, an active family, somebody that just would want to take care of her, she, I have no doubt, would love doing hiking. She does great in the car, so with all of the vet appointments we've had, she does perfect. She'll sit in my passenger seat and she's like, I'm content here, I'm gonna sit here, and is perfect the whole car ride.
She's being a just a really sweet girl for me right now. Just let me pet her. You got such a soft coat, honey. You are just the sweetest thing. We were talking in our pregame a little bit. I was sharing the shelter that I worked at Santa Barbara. One of the last dogs that we were able to get into a good family. This dog came in, and I think she was with us not nearly as long as Papaya, maybe 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. But she was caught in a trap, and they had to amputate one of her legs, and she was barely 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she was over 30 when she left.
Yep.
And her name was Sophie. I still remember her name. Just the sweetest thing. And I was telling Madison, I was telling Seth, I was like, I teared up when she got adopted. It was heartwarming. It's still one of the more beautiful moments I can remember. At the same time, it was hard on us as a staff.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough, and it never got easier.
No.
And I did not do nearly what you do, Madison. And I've sheltered animals. I've worked at a shelter, those things, but I don't want to fostered animals. I don't want to pretend that I know even a glimpse of what it's like to do this job or anything, but I know for me, as an empath and everything, it was difficult, but the reward was the dog being happy seeing it leave the building.
Yep.
How do you balance that for yourself, your staff, that you have to put your whole heart into this job?
Yeah. It's definitely one of those things that, especially in shelters, compassion fatigue is always one of the biggest things we preach in shelter environments, because it's one of those things that these animals become family to us. Like, they are the animals we're taking care of every single day. So one of those things with staff is it's one of those bittersweet moments that we know that when they're getting adopted, they're going to a good home. We know that they're most likely never going to come back. Sometimes it happens, but it's one of those things that it's one of those bittersweet. Like, I know plenty of my staff that have had just those one specific adoptions that just, they're crying, they're very happy, and it's a very bittersweet moment. But we're happy to be able to be a stepping stone in the journey for these animals, where we're not supposed to hopefully be the last stop for them. It's one of those things where we are a stepping stone in their journey. Maybe their family didn't work out previously. Maybe they came off the street. Maybe they had something to their backstory that wasn't a perfect story, but having them go and get adopted is just kind of one of those, it's a perfect family story. We're so happy to see them leave the door, and we hope to never see them again.
Yeah, yeah. It makes it a little bit easier, I imagine, when you guys go through the steps you do to make sure that this is the right home. Mm-hmm. Visiting the family, or visiting the location, these kind of things. What are some of the... Papaya, I'll get to you in a second. I'll get to you in a second. I want to ask your thoughts on solar power. What are the steps that you go through to for a family to adopt an animal?
Yeah, so we try not to make it a super lengthy process, because there are a lot of rescues out there that are like, oh, we're doing house checks. Oh, we're doing all these intensive reference checks and all of that. So when we have our application process, it is filling out an application. We do a basic background check and a basic land records check. If you don't own your home, we have to contact landlord. That's just per the county. But pretty much then we would do a meet and greet with the family. We do ask all family members to be present. If it's a situation where a dog, we're like, the behavior's a little weird, we'd like to make sure that everybody in the home gets along with the dog. And if there are any other dogs in the home, we like to do meet and greets with them. Cats, it's kind of one of those things that we don't want you to bring your cats to the shelter. That's really traumatizing for them. But we try to make it as easy as a process as possible, so we can still process same day adoption. So if you walk in the door and you have an application filled out and you want to meet with somebody, we can do the meet and greet. If it works out, you could take home same day.
Very cool. How are things going over at the shelter?
Good. We're starting to pick up. Kitten season is hitting us full spring, so our cat room is starting to get full again, so we're getting there. Dog room, we're slowing down a little bit, but it's kitten season is fastly approaching.
When it comes to things that you guys could use a hand with, needs over there, are we looking for wet cat food, litter, sort of thing?
Yep, that's always going to be the highest need right now, is going to be our cat wet food, or cat dry food, cat litter, and then on top of it, we are in need of garbage bags, and I think that's it right now for biggest needs.
Okay. Madison, I don't know if you would mind doing me a favor, but I was just talking with Papaya, and we're going to go take off. We're going to go for a walk. Would you mind running the rest of the show with Melissa and Seth?
Yeah, that works. Have at it.
All right. So, you guys have fun. I certainly will. I'm going to have a blast. I'm going to have a lot of fun. I did want to bring up WFHR's Pet Palooza. It is coming up June 11th from 10 to 4. This is going to be such a cool event. We are so excited about this. We're going to have some musicians. We're going to have food truck there, a bunch of other things. We'll talk more about it as we get closer, but just to put it in people's calendars, again, June 11th, WFHR's Pet-a-Palooza. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time. We're going to... they're going to steal ideas from us for Lollapalooza for this event. That's how big and that's how much fun it's going to be. Madison, is there anything else that we can touch on or anything we can mention to help you guys out over there? Are you guys taking dog walkers yet? Anything like that?
Our applications for volunteers actually just closed, so we will not be reopening those, I believe, until the end of July. But I think we have an event tomorrow with the Axe Garage where we will actually have Papaya there from 3 to 6.
Nice.
So if you'd like to come out and support the Humane Society, we will be there. And they're donating proceeds to us all night, I believe, if that was what it was. But yeah, Papaya will be there for visitations if anybody would like to come meet her.
Shout out to the Axe Garage. God, I hope that didn't hurt her head.
She's got a hard head. It's fine.
Yeah, bowling ball for it. It reminds me of my little brother. Yeah. She's got a bowling ball for her head. So sweet. If you are fortunate, if you want to know more about Papaya, reach out to our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. Their main phone line is 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. If you are in search of a dog, if you've lost a dog or lost and found, 715-697-8131. You can also email Madison and the gang at swchs.com. SWCHS@swchs.com. The website is swchs.com. Of course, if you just type in your search bar, Southwood County Humane Society, you will find it. You'll find the pictures of Papaya and everything. I did want to also remind people that you can go to the website and find all pets for adoption. There's a great section on there that's got dogs, cats, small animals. It's all broken down for you so you can see these animals beforehand and get a look at Papaya and the gang over there. We appreciate you, Madison. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Thank you
for not only being here, but bringing Papaya in for all that entails. Yeah. That is not easy. I appreciate you.
It's a chore.
She's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You are a rock star. Thank you, Madison. We appreciate you. Also want to send a gigantic big shout out to our sponsors for this segment, the good people over at TJ's Auto. Wonderful people over there. TJ's Auto, friends come in all shapes and sizes. Pets of the Week is brought to you by TJ's Auto and Collision Center in the Southwood County Humane Society. Go ahead and visit our friends over at TJ's. They're at on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive right into this. What do you say, Melissa? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready for some entertainment news, Melissa?
Yeah.
Yes. Getting into some entertainment news now. Will Ferrell is producing and starring in a comedy series about golf. It'll be Will's first comedy series since Saturday Night Live.
Really?
It doesn't have a title yet, but it'll be about a professional golfer who becomes the center of a controversial new league competing with the PGA. It's fictional, but loosely based on the real-life controversial LIV Golf startup here that we've been dealing with and everything. Mm-hmm. It's said to be similar to the tone of Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Okay.
In case you didn't know, Will actually plays golf and has been hosting his own fundraising event for 2 decades called the Will-Powered Golf Classic.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Will-Powered. That's great. That's good. But in all seriousness, Will Ferrell has raised so much money in the state of California for Boys and Girls Clubs, for homeless shelters, for domestic violence shelters. As funny as he is, he's even more of a giver. He's even more of a humanitarian, I would say, than a comedian. He's done some incredible work in his life, going way back to his Saturday Night Live days.
Very nice.
This could be pretty good. To be fair, I don't know what was the last hit he had, you know? Like, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, it has been. I just realized in recent years he hasn't really been in the public eye that much.
No, and he hasn't really had a huge comedy hit. Just off the top of my head, there might be something just sitting right there, and I'm not thinking of it. But I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Will Ferrell's. I like Will Ferrell, so that could be good. I'm not really a golfer or watch golf or anything. I might check out that. Let's see here. This I will not check out, but it's not for me, so it doesn't matter. They don't care.
Okay.
Last week, we heard about a Harry Potter HBO TV series. Now, of course, there's a Twilight TV series in the works.
Oh, boy.
It's still in the early stages, so there's no word if it's direct remake of the books or a spinoff. Author Stephanie Meyer is expected to be involved, though it is not guaranteed that she will be.
Weird.
Yeah, very weird. I thought so too, Melissa. I don't want this to sound mean, because I really don't mean it that way. But she's not really doing much right now. She's got free time.
Sure.
She could be involved in this if she wanted. And I don't even begrudge them for doing this.
Well, no.
I just think you're late. I say the same thing about the Harry Potter books. I think you're late doing this. I think if you want to do this, sure, no problem. Do it 2 years, 3 years after the movies came out, you know, with both of these. Now, your audience is in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that they found charming in their 20s and teens, probably not going to find as charming in your 30s. There's a big difference. We, because of the overwhelming love of nostalgia nowadays, we see a lot of these, like, I want the next Stranger Things. I want to do the next show that brings people in from, you know, with nostalgia and all this and stuff. And for everything that works like a Stranger Things, there are 900 things that just do not hit the mark. Because there's a difference of nostalgia and things that we that are time sensitive, you know, the things that were charming or cute or unique or whatever as at 16 probably are not going to be at 36. And that's what they're banking on here. They're hoping that the whole, what was it, the team this, team that with the Twilight stuff? Are you team this or team that?
Right,
or whatever.
Right.
They're hoping that is going to be big for 30-year-olds? Like 40-year-olds? Like what? But at the same time, I do remember that a lot of that audience was older. So that they're leaning into that maybe, yep. But then that audience is even older now. So,
well, and there's no way they can use the same characters. Like the same actors anymore.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Too old, yeah, very much. And I wonder if they're trying to do that, because the Harry Potter thing is, you know, a lot of, well, that age group that grew up with them, now they're reading it to their kids, yeah. And they're hoping to get on that, you know, demographic, get the kids involved and that sort of thing. I don't know if parents are reading Twilight to their kids. Yeah. I don't know if there is that crossover that appeal that, you know, Harry Potter seems to have. So I don't know. I mean, it made a lot of money.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they're banking on, so to speak. that maybe they'll just find, you know, that appeal, and enough people will come to see it to make it profitable. I don't know.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Or is it just trying to hang your I don't know, hat on an old dollar? Oh,
yeah, that just probably get as much money as you can out of this
squeeze,
one idea.
Yeah, squeeze it out. Yeah,
it feels like that. But you know, if there are fans out there of the show and everything, maybe it'll turn into something. Maybe
you never know.
It won't be as much that. Who will see?
You would think that they would be smarter to do an animated series.
Oh,
I don't know why more shows don't go the animated route.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to have live actors that either look like the original actors or are new characters in the same story. And there's potential you could even use the old actors for their voices.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier scheduling-wise to get a Robert Pattinson, who is one of the more sought-after actors in the world right now, to be able to do voice work than you would never get him to be able to do film work almost.
No.
You'd have to schedule this. His schedule's like 3 years deep right now. Like you'd be scheduling something 4 years out with him and everything. Voice acting-wise, might be able to squeeze that in. And the horrible thing you do to other actors when you remake these things that nobody ever talks or thinks about and stuff, you're destroying careers. The kid that played the young Han Solo in Solo, like his career was shattered after that, because people just didn't he wasn't Harrison Ford, basically.
Yeah,
like he didn't do a bad job.
No, I don't think he did.
He was a fine actor. He is a fine actor, and he did a fine job. But because he wasn't Harrison Ford, it's hard for him to get work right now.
Right, and the movie wasn't great. Not that it was
that
his
didn't
fault.
Help anything.
Yeah,
yes, but that didn't. In
exactly.
Your, that's a fair point too.
Yeah.
But every time you cast, let's say they do this with the Harry Potter books, they're going to remake these. God help these kids that got to play those three lead actors.
Yikes.
That age, to have to live up to that and everything. And look, I'm not asking anybody to feel sorry for that. These are, adult actors sign up for this stuff. As far as kid actors, that's a dicey area.
Yeah, very dicey, yeah.
Yeah, because they don't fully understand what they're getting themselves into.
Now, if I'm a voice actor voicing Harry Potter, I'm not going to get compared to Daniel Radcliffe as much. A little, sure. But I'm not going to get nearly as compared to him as I would be as a child actor.
Right.
And what child actor deserves to go through that stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just messed up to me.
Yeah. Well, now we got to pitch our new Thundercats animated show. James, you are the perfect Lion-O.
Yes.
And I'm just
yes. Yes. Dream role. Dream role. Love it. I'm doing this. We're doing this.
That's right.
By the way, was one of the names Panthero?
Yeah, Panthero.
So they just gave, like, they didn't even try for poor Panthero. He just got the leftover of Lion-O's name. Man. Just the creativity.
Why wasn't there a Tigero?
There was Tigra.
There was,
with a Y.
Oh, it went with a different vowel. Okay.
It was the 80s, so female characters had to be sexualized.
They 100%.
For little kid cartoons, by the way, which made a lot of sense.
Yeah,
made perfect sense.
It's a little creepy looking back
on
that now. It is really creepy.
There's a lot of that stuff that looks back. Like, I would have no problem so much with my kids watching certain Looney Tunes cartoons, like Bugs Bunny, some of that.
Violence in
as
it, yeah.
opposed to some of the 80s cartoons you and I grew up on. Yeah, yeah. I thought this was pretty cool. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you guys. Yesterday, the Foo Fighters released their first track since their drummer Taylor Hawkins died. It's called Rescued. They also announced that it'll be on their new album, But Here We Are, which will be out on June 2nd. In a statement, they called the album, quote, a brutally honest and emotionally raw response to everything Foo Fighters endured over the last year, and a testament to the healing powers of music, friendship, and family. They added, quote, but here we are is the sound of a brothers finding refuge in the music that brought them together in the first place 28 years ago, a process that was a therapeutic as it was that was as therapeutic as it was about continuation of life. The Foo Fighters have yet to announce a new album, but they start touring in a month.
I just realized that this is the second time Dave Grohl has had to go through this. With a band member being dying while they were there, and I just and like they said, they kind of touched on it on that press release that Foo Fighters was basically to help him get over the death of Kurt.
Yeah,
and now they have to do it again, but it's really remarkable. I have to give them a lot of credit for not only working through their grief over losing a very friend, more than anything a friend, but also a colleague, band member, everything like that, and finding a way to do it in a creative way, which I think is really interesting.
I don't have anything against Led Zeppelin deciding to disband when John Bonham passes, or The Who with Keith Moon and doing that. I respect that. I don't want to pretend like I know what that's like to lose somebody like in that way. I've lost a lot of people in my life, not something like a band member or that kind of thing, that sort of thing. I don't want to pretend to know what that's like, but for me personally, as a fan of music, as a fan of the human spirit and believing that there's nothing stronger in the universe than the human spirit, this is beautiful to me. And this is what I would love to see more of. Yeah. I would never tell anybody what to do. I'm not trying to sound like I'm doing that or judging anything like that. Again, I respect what Jimmy Page and Robert Plant decided to do with that and everything. But I think this is so cool. And it's such a... Yeah, is it good music? Yeah, is it awesome? Yes, it's also a lesson for the rest of us. It's also something that we're always learning how to heal. Mm-hmm. There's no magic way. We all have different things that help us heal and things that we've done maybe since a young age. But we're still learning for new ways. Nobody's against, I already know how to heal. I'm good. No, there's always new techniques, new ways to learn to heal, because we're always going to need to have this. There's always going to be things in life that we're going to have to heal from. What is life about? Is it letting things stop when there is loss, or is it the continuation of life that is part of the beauty of it? Mm-hmm. Would life be as beautiful? The old debate: would life be as beautiful if we were all immortal? Would
it mean as much?
Wasn't pain and suffering.
Yeah.
It's hard to know what good is if all you ever experience
it's
is good.
Yeah, you got it.
It's a beautiful thing. We're going to get to Melissa's news. I'm just going to let this play right into Melissa's news. So we'll do that. But here is the Foo Fighters. Just a bit of it, everybody. I'm not going to play the whole song. Here is a bit of the song Rescued from the Foo Fighters.
Ha, 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 ha.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR.
I did not plan that.
Locally grown radio. There are no coincidences. Our bumpers just play. We don't get to pick or choose what's going to come up in
them.
That's
right.
We just click the button and something plays. And what are the odds of a Foo Fighters song playing right then and there?
What are the odds?
That's too perfect, Brad.
That worked out nice.
That ain't ever going to happen again. Let's enjoy that for a second. That is just too cool. God, I love it when things like that happen. The universe is in harmony. There are no coincidences. What are the top new car features you want? What do you want? What are you looking for? Melissa, I tell you, you can design a car. You can add the features to it. Is there a feature you would add that isn't currently available or just one that you'd like to enhance or anything like that?
New car features.
You can think about this one. Go ahead and think about this one. We'll get through the article, and then we'll wrap up asking each other this question because I haven't thought about it either. I just saw the article. I purposely did not pre-read any of it.
See right down here, flying.
Definitely flying.
Reinflating. Tires.
Ooh! Whoa! Yes! Melissa! Yeah! Wait. Yeah! No, yeah!
You get genius!
You get the sound effect, Melissa. Yes! Cars used to be simple, just put it in gear and go, but someone polled 500 people who have bought new cars in the past 2 years, and two-thirds said at least one tech feature gave them trouble. The top vote-getter is actually that the new feature isn't a new feature, though, so here are the ones that we struggle with the most. Number one, how to use cruise control.
Really?
It's been common in cars since the 1960s. I will say this about used vehicles that have cruise control. Don't count on it.
Yeah.
That's probably wise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I made that mistake. Yep. I had a lot of people angry at me on the highway.
Honk, honk, honk. What's going on?
You're going 45 into 65. What? I got that cruise. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, sorry. Park assist, where it helps you get into parking spots.
Oh, that one's dumb.
So that's that. Is that now? Do I have this right? Is that that one where you don't even touch the wheel? It just drives itself.
Parallel parking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks awesome. It looks really, really cool. I don't know if I'd actually want to own a vehicle like that. I don't know if I don't like the. To be fair, journalistically to add here, I haven't been driving as long as most. I got my license later in life and everything, and I've been driving for over at least 20 years now. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't driving at 16 and everything. I had a phobia with driving. So I don't know how this, just when this comes across from me, so you have that data. I don't like my hands off the wheel. Like, under any circumstance, I always have at least one hand on the wheel. I don't do the whole driving with my knee or any of those things. At least one hand is on the wheel constantly. Mm-hmm. I am the definition of a safe driver. That's not to say I'm perfect. It's not to say that I haven't made mistakes or anything like that.
Oh, everyone has, yeah.
But I was in, we counted this out actually the other day, my therapist and I was in 12 different accidents before I was 8.
Yikes.
I lost my uncle to a drunk driver, almost lost my Aunt Pat to a drunk driver. Driving is just one of those things I don't take lightly.
Right.
So I going into this conversation, I feel like I probably should add that stuff. If you're wondering why I'm a little bit more sensitive to some of this stuff than others and everything. Yeah. The park assist is so darn cool. And in a movie, I love it. I think it's cool in movies and TV shows and everything. I don't trust it in reality yet. I am not at the place yet where I trust AI to drive us places.
No, and we're not even there. I mean, if this is one of the things people are having issues with, which is what this list is. Okay, this is just parking. Okay, people, right. let's not put our trust in, you know, self-driving cars. We're a long, long ways from that, everyone. Just want to keep that in mind.
Accidents.
And I wouldn't give that up. I like parallel parking.
Yeah, I my dad does, too. My dad mm-hmm. loves parallel parking. Yeah, yeah. I know a couple of people that do. I don't think you're alone on that one.
I avoid it at all costs.
that's what I'm used to
hearing. That's why I get good parking spots.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Nicely done.
You got it.
Yeah, I... I don't want to also sound like I'm against this technology. This is where the tech world was going to go, was always going to go. We've seen cartoons that did this back in the day of people not having...
Meet George Jetson.
Yes. It's been a thing for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm just speaking for me personally. I don't want that to sound like I'm against AI or any of these things. My only thing here is, especially when they say, well, it's a computer system. It does this flawlessly. Who created the AI program? Human beings.
Who programs it?
Flawed people created it. Because every human being in human history is flawed. Mm-hmm. So as far as, you know, you asking me to trust this perfect thing or something, did a perfect person make it? Because if not, which I'm guessing it's impossible for that to have happened.
Exactly.
I don't know.
You got it.
Bluetooth. So getting your phone or other gadgets connected to Bluetooth. I've never had one of these modern vehicles that is, you know, has all these features and stuff like that. So I don't know a thing about any of that.
These modern vehicles,
I don't understand. In my day, you put your feet on the ground and you ran really fast, and that's how you got places.
Oh, Fred Flintstone car, yeah.
Yes. When you couldn't go to a drive-in and order food because it would tip your vehicle over.
Dino ribs, man. Dino ribs.
I have had issues with my Bluetooth connecting, and it is frustrating because you're like, "What? This should work. My phone's here. It says it's connected. I'm not hearing what's on my phone through my speakers. This is obnoxious."
I will say I struggle with that with cordless headphones. That drives me crazy when I can't connect my cordless headphones to them.
Why is it just connect?
Just connect.
Come on.
Sports mode. Some cars have it. You can accelerate faster when it's on. Oh, that's smart. That's really...
What? I've never had a car like that. It's beyond my price range.
I thought every car has that. It's called speeding.
It's called the accelerator, right?
Yeah.
the long, thin pedal to the right there.
Now they're
just
making stuff up. I mean... We've all heard jokes about don't get the undercoating, you know, from the car dealership or something. Now they're just kidding out the middleman, and car companies are just making up things. And, lane assist, where it centers you in your lane. So is that...
That's another AI kind of thing, I think.
It is, yeah.
So that's another one of those, like, if I'm drifting, it'll correct me?
Yeah, it's in theory and in practice, it's a good idea. Yeah. It's to help keep people safe, you know, if, you know, you're drifting a little bit to avoid that kind of stuff.
What if you're trying to avoid something in the road?
That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That's a great question.
I mean, is the car going to wrench the wheel out of your hands and put you back? Probably not, but.
I do like the idea of it doing that, though. Yes. I do like the idea.
I'm trying to avoid the tire scrap.
Yeah, but.
Oh, no, I bought Christine.
And now you have a flat tire.
I was wondering how long we'd go before a Christine reference. Nice. Nicely done.
Good. I'm glad I could fulfill that for you.
That made me very happy.
Yeah.
Brake assist, where it helps you stop faster when needed.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even like anti-lock brakes.
Really? Mm-mm. Okay.
Can I do a really quick shameless plug to some friends, and not friends, I just met them a little while ago, but I want to send a shout out to Stevens Automotive. They're right there in Plover Road in Wisconsin Rapids, 2841 Plover Road. They probably don't want me mentioning this because they already have enough business, but couldn't be greater people over there. I needed a brake job bad, went over there. Charlie and the gang took good care of me. My brakes are amazing. I've never had better brakes on a vehicle in my life. So I just had to give a little quick shout out to local business.
Nice.
Buy local, support locals. Steve's Auto. They're great people over there.
You got some great repair shops in town here.
We really
really good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Accurate Auto is always taking care of me as well.
I've gone to Accurate Auto many times. Great, great people over there.
Yep.
Great people. Yeah.
Also don't need more work.
Plenty busy. Exactly. Yeah.
Keep up.
All these places is like the first time in our in WFHR's history. They're like, please stop mentioning us.
No.
Fog lights. No one knows where the switch is.
I can't turn them off.
On the left.
Is it in your car?
Every car that I've ever had fog lights in, it's always on the left on the dash.
On the dash panel,
Like up on behind the steering wheel almost.
Gotcha.
What's more obnoxious to find in a vehicle is the dimmer light for your dash lights.
Those are hidden.
Yeah.
Hide and seek.
Like you're driving down the road in a vehicle you haven't driven before at night, and your dash lights are so bright you can't see the road. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, one more outside the lines mention here, outside of the top 10. Hood. The latch to open your hood.
Hood release?
The yes. Hood release latch. It's always in a weird place.
It is. It mm-hmm. seems that way.
I'll be completely honest with the audience. My dad and I had the funniest thing happen over the last couple of months. I got a new vehicle and, hadn't really had to crack open the hood too often, but I knew where it was. But it had been a couple of months since I had done this, opened it up and everything. And not that long, but long enough. And it's a newer vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I forget where the latch is and everything. And I'm looking forever and I can't find the dang thing. And it's driving me crazy. And so I go to my dad. And my dad comes out there in like 2 minutes. He's out there for like a minute or whatever and finds it. And we laugh about it and everything. Check my oil, all that. So last week, we're doing the same thing. Only my dad goes out there first and he can't find the latch. He's got nowhere it is. He comes in, and in my lifetime, I've never seen my father look sheepish. But he comes in all sheepish. He's like, Jimmy, I can't find the thing. No way. Really? I go out there. It's because you have to stick your head in the car to be able to see it.
Oh, gosh.
If you're just looking from the outside of the driver's side, you can't see it. You got to stick your head in to be able to see
it.
And it's just this little tiny latch right there and everything. Just the darndest thing.
The other thing, too, is that after you pull that lever inside, then sometimes when you go around to the hood to the outside, finding the other catch.
Yes. That's my mind.
Underneath the hood.
Yeah. And I always have trouble finding that stupid thing.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It, no matter if you've had that vehicle for 30 years, it's going to take you a second.
Yep.
It's going to take
you. And
some
of them pull toward you and some of them push away.
You have to push.
Yes.
Some go to the left
sideways.
Or the right. Yeah.
Yes. Wireless chargers, where you can just set your phone down and it charges. Okay, that's tough for a
little. Never seen one of those.
We
don't always work consistently at home, so I can't imagine they'd be better in a vehicle that's moving.
Yeah. You'd hopefully there's like something to keep the phone where it belongs when you have that. Otherwise, you're right, it'd be sliding all over the place.
I do think it's really cool, those kind of chargers where you just all you have to do is set your phone on and it charges. I think that's really cool. I've never used one, but that seems cool.
Yes.
GPS is the final one on this list because it's different than the app you're used to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought of that, but that's so right.
I had trouble with that because I was trying to use it to help direct my boyfriend, and I was telling him to go the wrong way.
Oh. Oops.
Turn left. Nope, I'm supposed to go right. Oh, sorry.
Oops.
My parents use a Garmin still. And,
oh, really?
And if you don't update it, you know, you don't have the weather or the most recent traffic updates and all that stuff and everything. And every time they come back from my brother or sisters, I hear my dad barking about it. I tell him every time. I'm like, update the thing or something. I did update it. I could see GPS being one of those things for sure. We're going to take our final break of the show. We're already at the end of the show, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll take our break. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun. We'll get into some local good stories. We've got a Danny Wright story and plenty more for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates from you and Paul and all of our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Thank you so much for that. We got the final minutes of the morning show going here for this Thursday. Melissa, Seth, and James with you. Hope you're having a great day out there, everybody. Quick That Ain't Right story for you. We've heard about government officials stealing tax dollars for their own use, using usually for their own campaigns or to fund their own extravagant lifestyles, but we haven't heard of this before. A former city official in Ohio has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for taking public money to fund his own roadside zoo.
Huh?
What?
He blew more than $300,000.
Jeez.
On a wild beast, owls, several other exotic animals, custom-built enclosures, pressure washers, outdoor grills, a projector screen, a popcorn cart, and a snow cone machine. There were other items, too, which may or may not have been for the zoo, like hot tubs, an above-ground pool, kayaks, a drum set, a gazebo. How did he get away with all this before somebody said, like, what?
I was like, okay, so he's building a zoo. Someone would say, Steve, I've noticed you're building a zoo.
Yeah.
How are you affording to do this?
Hey, Steve, you're a public official. What are you doing with a hot tub and a underground pool?
Well, yeah, right.
Nice. And you got the newest video system, a telegram. What, man? And how do you only get 5 years for this?
It seems like more, like, because $300,000, man. He pleaded, that's a lot of money.
He pleaded guilty to felony corruption, theft, tampering with records, and a misdemeanor count of delegation of duty, declaration of duty.
Yeah.
In addition to serving time, he was also ordered to pay the $340,000 he stole back.
Good. Man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There are good public officials out there. There are people who are trying to do good work and do the job right. And these kind of people just make it that much harder and that much more difficult for us to trust not only public officials, but politicians or anybody, any of the above.
Right.
These stories are just sickening to me. And you did this all wrong, man. You did this all wrong. Like, just say you want to start a zoo. People will get behind you.
Really?
Like, you didn't even have to be undercut about this or anything. You didn't have to hide any of this. Like, people love zoos. Yeah. People would have backed you on this.
Start a GoFundMe. Yeah. I want a zoo.
Thank you, Seth. There's GoFundMe nowadays. You've got strangers giving thousands of dollars to strangers. You've got no excuse to do these bits anymore, these cowardly little scams. Man, good luck in prison. Good luck in prison telling that story. With some of the hardest criminals in the world and everything, and you're going to tell them about a zoo you wanted to start.
We stole a zoo. Yeah, that's the next movie coming
out.
Oh, man.
I wish that wasn't as funny to me as it is. That's pretty good. That was pretty good. We got some good stories of the day. Before we dive into that, Seth has a note for you.
Yes, the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs has pushed back the statewide tornado drill that was scheduled for today because of the potential for severe weather in the southern and central parts of Wisconsin. So just want everyone to know that the will be taking place tomorrow at 1:45 and 6:45 as scheduled originally for today. This decision only affects the official observation of the statewide tornado drill and any planned other the planned radio tests. Schools and other businesses that have planned to participate in the drill today are, of course, welcome to do so.
We know that.
And if we get bad weather tomorrow, they're just going to cancel it outright for this year.
Okay, that's good to know.
That is a very good note to know. Thanks, Melissa. We have some Earth Day activities coming up. Our friends at McMillan Memorial Library have one going on today at their Fine Arts Center, and this is a really good one. Susan Schuler, one of my new favorite people, she is the Program Director of Recycling Connections. She's going to be presenting Recycling Support for a More Circular Economy. Her presentation will answer questions like, why can't I recycle plastic bags at home? What happens to glass? How does a landfill actually work? Mm-hmm. And learn how things are recycled and refuse to support a more circular economy. She is so smart, so good at what she does. Really enjoyed talking with her the last week. Susan's a heck of a human being. 6 o'clock tonight at McMillan Library's Fine Arts Center. A big shout out to McMillan for hosting all these events and for taking it on themselves to do such a great job of bringing attention to Earth Day and all these different events.
Right. And if you missed it, you can always go to civicmedia.us and listen to James' interview with her on the Morning Magazine podcast. Oh, so go check that out as well.
Please do. And spread the word about those interviews because they are good. It has nothing to do with me. It's the guests. The guests are good. I'm not sure about the interviewer. I'm not so sure about that guy. Today, going on at 6 o'clock tonight, our friends at the VFW have a meeting. Just wanted to remind all of our veterans of that. Again, tonight at 6 o'clock, there will be a VFW meeting over at their town hall, so go over there for that. I want to get Dale on. Dale Davis, of course, head of Focus over there.
Yeah.
I want to get Dale on the air with us and talk a little bit more. He's been nice enough to send us their March numbers and their April numbers and things like that. Thank you for that, Dale. Dale and the gang over at Focus working so hard, and they have in-house meals that are available at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids today from 4:30 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Greatly appreciate them doing that, having this. Again, the Focus organization is located at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes, indeed.
Nice.
I just wanted to mention this really quickly because Mayor Blazer was in with us yesterday and brought this up. Southwood County Cultural Coalition Commission is inviting you to attend Cultural Assets Forum. This is going to be at McMillan Library next Tuesday, April 25th from 6 to 8 at their Fine Arts Center and All-Purpose Room. This is a free public event, and they invite attendees to learn about our community's multicultural assets, hear about diverse community panelists, taste cultural foods, and meet someone new. A multicultural social hour will be include a scavenger hunt with a chance to win one of several Quick Trip gas cards. All ages are welcome, and limited child care assistance will be available on site. You can find out more by going to their website or their Facebook page. That's SWC Cultural Coalition. You can just go ahead and type that in your search bar and find it. I'm so proud of this community.
Yeah, that's great.
Doing things like this, man.
It's awesome.
It's a far different community than the one that my family and I came into. Mm-hmm. The acceptance and the grace that is in this area is beautiful to see, and it's cool.
It's awesome. Yeah,
it's I won't say long overdue. It's happening at the right time. These things happen when they're meant to happen.
It's become a much more diverse community too.
Yeah. And we wrap up with something that is always a good story of the day, our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Mm-hmm. They have a book drive going on right now until the 28th. So you got about 8 more days to get those gently used books to them.
I gotta get going on that, man.
They are looking for baby board books and easy readers. You could drop off books or a cash donation at the United Way office at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. This is also that they can distribute them during the Great Book Giveaway going on June 6th through the 13th. That is a great event. If you can volunteer for that event, I did last year. It was one of the best things I had happen all year last year.
Right.
It was awesome. And I had a good year last year.
Yes.
So that's saying something. It was a really fun event. Encourage you to be a part of this if you can.
I just wanted to remind everyone, tonight, the premiere episode of Trail Tunes on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry. A new show I've got about cowboy, western songs, south of the border tunes. It's brand new. Check it out. First show tonight. It's going to be lots of fun. 7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock.
Please spread the word about that too, everybody. Our sister station 105.5 going to be having that that show for you at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yep,
I'm really proud of you for that, man. That's a really cool idea.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Exciting.
Seth took the ball and ran with it on that one. This should be cool. Melissa, you have a great day. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Talk soon. Seth, we'll talk to you later.
Yes, indeed.
We'll talk with you in just a bit here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.